Go ahead, and we'll open it up.
Marcel Darius's status?
Still day-to-day right now. He's not going to practice today, but we're still looking at that for the game.
And how do you feel about your, given how well the defense played, especially last week, what are your thoughts on the depth that you do have at tackle? Should he not be available?
Yeah, I feel good about it, Vic. I do. I feel good about it. You know, we were able to bring back DeAndre Coleman in the last couple of days here, so DeAndre's a good, steady player for us that's going to do his job and you know, very dependable. So when you add that to Kyle, who's there, obviously, and then Cedric Thornton, Adolphus Washington, you know, we've got some guys that we can roll in there. So,
how confident do you feel about Shaq and Cordy for Sunday?
You know, fairly confident. You know, we'll see. It remains to be seen, really, at this point. They're each – I don't want to answer that question together because they're two different situations. But we're going to feel good about Shaq. You know, it seems like every day gets a little bit better. We'll know a little bit more today. And then Cordy, probably not so much as confident as I am in Shaq at this point in the progress that Shaq has made. So we're similar to Marcel with Cordy. We're going to evaluate and, you know, see how it continues to improve as we go throughout the weekend here.
Back to the tackle, too. Cedric Thornton, a guy you brought on, and again, another one of these that fits that profile. You bring these players in that as free agents who do something, make plays, and was noticeable in that regard. Some assessment of him and just what he's done and shown you in the short mm-hmm. time.
Well, number one, he's come in and really endeared himself to his teammates. Just in the way that he's approached himself, you know, with his approach in the meeting room, in the weight room, and then on the field. I mean, he's 100 miles an hour all the time, plays with a flat back, plays with good leverage. He's picked up the system extremely fast, and, you know, credit to him. And so, you know, he's done a good job so far, and you know, I think he's looking forward to more and more opportunities, which is what happens when you play and you bust your tail. That's what happens. You get more and more chances.
Sean, with the way you rotate guys on the defensive line, how much does that maybe soften the blow if Marcel can't go?
It does. I mean, it's you know, and you guys were talking last week about, you know, the rotation. Well, that's part of the reason why you do that, is to keep guys fresh. And so it does help in that regard. I mean, you know, Marcel's a good player, so you know, if he doesn't, in fact, play, we'll certainly miss him. You know, that said, we have confidence in the guys that are, you know, behind him and around him at the position.
Sean, what was your reaction when you saw Sammy Watkins go over 100 yards and catch a couple touchdowns?
You know what, I caught a small part of the game, so I did see a catch or two that Sammy had. I'm happy for him. I'm really happy for him. And anytime, you know, you develop a relationship with guys, and I'm happy for him. You know, that said, I'm – you know, focus on our team, but I'm happy for Sammy and the other guys that went on to have big nights last night. So,
do you understand that people watching that, of course, fans are going to say, could have still been here, could have been doing that. You know, that thought is
absolutely. So. I get it. I get it. Believe me, I get it. That's hard to watch. I mean, from a fan's perspective, and at times from a coach's perspective, you know. But, you know, listen, I'm extremely confident in the guys that we have. You know, you do things for a reason. And so, you know, I like Jordan Matthews. I like Zay Jones, Andre Holmes, and Kalen Clay, and Brandon Tate. I mean, these are guys that are making plays. They're going to continue to make plays, continue to grow. And I'm confident in those guys.
Coach, not to get too far down the hypothetical road here, but even if Cordy is able to play on Sunday, is he still in that getting him back up to full game conditioning mode where even if he does play, Deion would probably have to see some time there?
Yeah, he is. And, I mean, how could he not be at this point? You know, he's missed a lot of time. And, you know, so getting him continuing to get him acclimated is the right thing to do.
Sean, where do Denver's offensive playmakers, I guess, rank league-wide, I guess, maybe even to you? They may be the best you've faced so far this year. With no disrespect to the last two teams, but they're offensive playmakers.
Well, they're very good. I mean, those guys, those two in particular that you mentioned, you know, with 88 and 10, they do a phenomenal job, you know, going against them a few years ago on the Super Bowl and then last year to start the season. I know what those guys are capable of doing, and that's been evident through two games this year. You know, their offense is playing extremely well. Their team's playing extremely well.
Sean, on the note of wide receivers, Brandon Tate, is it strictly come down to punt returning if he's active? I mean, are you looking at him also playing the wide receiver role? Tyrod mentioned him as a guy who could stretch the field, but does it really just come down to him, what he does in punt return, or will that be looked at as him actually getting on the field as a receiver?
I would say both, Sal. You know, we know what he can do as a returner, and obviously he's done some really good things there, but also the receiving part of it as well in terms of stretching the field, speed, and not only stretching the field, but the other route, the entire route tree, really.
With the wide receiving group, do you sense frustration with maybe the criticism they're facing from the outside?
No, I mean, I don't sense that. I mean, I sense that our team embraces some of the underdog role, and that's good. There's a lot of power in that. And, I would say that, we focus a lot on what goes on in this building, not outside of this building. And, right now that focus is on ourselves and the Denver Broncos and trying to get to 2-1.
John, yesterday came out that Aaron Hernandez had, one of the most advanced cases of CTE that they found in somebody that young. Do you ever communicate, with players at all about the dangers of the game and just what do you think about the future of the game?
Well, I think really, Matt, that it's important that safety remains our number one priority. And we always, stress the safety and playing with proper technique. And that's really, a big point of our coaching, a big emphasis every day of our coaching. In fact, with the first team meeting, hey, your head is always up. Your chin, I always talk about your chin being up, because it brings everything else up. That everything we do is focused on the safety and protecting the game that way.
How much do you think about your own career having played in college?
My career wasn't very good, so.
But as far as your future and your brain and other.
Yeah, I think about it, but I also know that I wouldn't trade those years for anything. I had extremely, great things to say about my career as a player. Like I said, I wasn't very good, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Did you have concussions in college?
I'm not sure.